Hi, and welcome back to the Vaulting Pod. Today I'm going to talk with Annabeth. And Annabeth, what is your second name?
My name is Annabeth Cover.
Cover?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you have such lovely names in the Netherlands, and I really can't tell them really good, but...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and you live in Denmark, or how is your situation at the moment?
Well, I moved to Denmark in 2017, to Lasse, and I've actually been there since. The plan was to stay there for a year, but yeah, we had such a great connection as coach and student. So we, by accident, we made it 4 years now.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
I read about you somewhere, I don't remember where, but I read that you were like traveling back and forth a lot. How did you manage to do vaulting and your job and your home and everything?
Well, actually, since last year, August, I moved half back in Holland because I'm studying physiotherapy now. So actually, just since a year, I'm moving back and forth a lot. Every second week, I'm traveling.
Wow. Okay. And how does it work? I mean, how does one get the training that is needed for vaulting and studies in another country together?
Yeah, it's pretty difficult, and we needed to kind of find a flow in it. But I can train a lot on the barrel in Holland. I can train by my old club on their horses. And then in Denmark, Les is vaulting with Jamie and Sheena on my horse. So he also stays fit for when I'm back.
Okay.
And then when I'm in Denmark, we are ready to go again.
Wow. And for how long have you been vaulting?
That's a good question. I think since 2005, since I'm 5 years old.
Okay.
So that's now 16 years.
And what do you like about vaulting?
I love the connection between horse and human. Just that you can trust each other so much. And I think that's the most special for me. That's the connection between horse and launcher and vaulter.
Yeah, I really understand you, because sometimes I think it's such a wonder that the movements can be so good together with the horse, that we can use the horse's movements to do tricks and that the horse is okay with it. I mean, it's really wonderful that some horses seem just to be made for vaulting. They really like it, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think it's a beautiful sport, and that you can express all your feelings and emotions into it.
Okay, so you're studying physiotherapy?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's your first year then, or how long do you have left?
Yeah, I just passed the first year, so we're having a summer vacation now. So the next 3 months I'm full in Denmark, so that's great. So I can focus on the vaulting again.
Do you work at the vaulting club there, or do you do something else?
Yeah, I'm working for Les when I'm here. I'm also doing courses Equine Touch. So I'm also doing some jobs with that, with treating horses, and I'm teaching a lot. So we keep us busy.
That sounds nice. What do you think is most fun at the moment?
You mean between schoolwork or...
Yeah.
I like school though. I really like studying. I've been working for 3 years and I was ready to use my brain again. But I also love the work at the barn. Just not thinking sometimes, and just go with the horses, and yeah, I love it all.
Yeah, I really got you. I love to have different projects, because then you can like change your setting, you can do something else. When you get tired of one thing, you just do the other one and you're happy again.
Exactly. It's perfect. It's finding a balance.
Yeah. And you have been doing some pas de deux as well?
No, I've been doing team. For 1 year.
Okay.
In Denmark, that was really fun and really great. But it was a bit difficult because of me. They couldn't go to the championships, you know, because in a Danish team with a Dutch person. And then we kind of fell apart-ish. Some people stopped vaulting and others kept going with pas de deux.
Okay. Well, that's interesting that you're saying that you can't be from another country in a team.
Yeah, you can on CVIs, but not the championships, of course, because I can't represent Denmark as a Dutch person.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get it. And do you still compete for your own country when you go to championships?
Yeah. Yeah, then I compete for Holland, yeah, as an individual.
Okay. Okay. And what does your mama say that you're so far away?
She actually has been really good at it. She really has been supporting me in a lot. And yeah, I think she's proud of that I'm just going. And I'm not scared, so.
That's so
lovely. That's at least what she says.
Yeah, and secretly she's just like, oh my god, my baby is away from me.
Maybe after 4 years she is not so sad anymore.
Yeah. Well, what do you think are like the differences between Holland and Denmark? Because now you're in like two countries, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a funny question. I think Denmark is pretty in a big way because of the hills and we have all the water, so it's different pretty. And the culture is different, you know, the food is different. Even when you think it's so close, it's, yeah, a lot of different things and traditions and stuff.
Is there something you miss from Holland?
I need to watch out for what I'm saying. But I think I miss, in Holland, it's so easy to, you know, knock on the door by friends and say, okay, I'm coming, we're hanging out. And in Denmark, it's a little bit more on appointments.
Okay, so it's like you need to call somebody before you go there.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, you know, I think it depends on the people because, I mean, overall, I can really agree, at least when it comes to Sweden. But I had a friend, and I remember this really clearly when I had moved to Sweden in 2007. I had a friend, I just met her, and like the day after, we had been to a party, and the day after, she came to me and just knocking on the door, hi, I just wanted to say hi. I was like so surprised and so happy, because I really think people should do this more, just saying hi, and don't have to make an appointment, and just, it doesn't have to be much, it can just be a cup of coffee, or not even that. I mean, just hanging out a little bit and saying hi, and that's fine. I mean, well, yes. Like getting so much more disconnected with all the phones, and then the personal meeting disappears somewhere.
Yeah, maybe you're right about that, because of course I was 17 when I moved. So maybe it was also a bit the phones that got it.
Yeah. Well, you maybe have to start a trend and you just go and knock on the door and a friend.
Exactly.
When you come with like a little cupcake or something, nobody will say no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you're gonna spend your summer in Denmark.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any plans on going to the CVI in Sweden with Lasse?
Yeah, we're going actually, yeah.
Ah, that's awesome.
So we're excited, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going too.
Oh, that's great. Then I will see you there.
Yeah.
Are you competing too?
Yes, it will be my first competition.
Oh, that's really exciting.
My first CVI. So not my first competition, my first CVI. So we'll see how it works out.
Sweden is so nice to compete. I love that CVI.
What do you like about Sweden?
I think the place is beautiful. You know, really old, but still really nice and beautiful.
Yeah, it really is old.
Oh, yeah, it's so nice. And space to warm up. You don't have that many places that you have so many circles, you know, so you can take all your time.
All right, yeah. Yeah. I know it's one of the more modern riding arenas that is the warm-up cycles, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and also they have the space outside.
Yeah.
The paddock, so it's really a lovely view, and then the birds.
Yeah.
You can
I don't know their name in English, but they're so nice.
The white ones with like a red big
Exactly those.
Yeah, exactly those. They're giant though. Yeah. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have one big brother.
Okay. Does he do vaulting?
Nope, not at all. He is doing cross, you know, with the bikes, motocross.
All right, yeah. Well, that's almost like vaulting.
It's kind of like vaulting. No, he's pretty fanatic in this, so that's nice. We share the love for sports.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine that there are some similarities. I had a colleague once at my work and he did motocross, and what he was telling me about the sport, it's really, really, really tough.
Yeah, and dangerous.
Yes. He was like 40 plus and he went to hospital twice 1 year, and I was like, can't you like stop doing this now? Find
Exactly.
something else.
Yeah.
Well, what do you like to do when you're not doing vaulting? Is there anything more you like to do?
That's actually a good question. I love spending time with friends, of course. I love hanging out, and yeah, I do love my jobs too. The courses I do, equine touch, I really like, and just being around with the horses, working with them. And traveling. I like traveling too.
Where do you like to travel?
Well, it's a bit tough in the corona times.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm planning on going to New Zealand, hopefully, in 1 year.
What would you like to do in New Zealand?
I want to go for a hike. I have a friend in South Africa, and we planned this hike now for 5 years. So I hope we at some point can do it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And back to vaulting. What do you like the most? Technical or freestyle or compulsory?
Not compulsory.
Not
I really like
compulsory.
technical and freestyle. I think I start to like technical more because I've been working so much on it. So I think technical and freestyle. And totally the technical when because it's I'm so nervous for it all the time, and then when it works out, I think that's yeah, it gives a great feeling, you know.
Oh, that's cool. What's your favorite technical exercise then?
Well, the easiest for me now is the shoulder stand and elbow stand. So maybe that's my favorite. I'm a bit nervous for the jump turn and the roll. So, yeah.
Well, the jump is really tough and dangerous too, so I get you. When we talk about vaulting, is there anything you would like to change in the sport?
Yeah, I think actually not at the moment. I think all the changes we got now, and that are the changes that are working on now, I think people are doing a pretty great job keeping updating the sport and yeah, like the World Cup and all those things. I think it's getting more fair and more yeah, better. I think all those updates are getting great. Yeah.
And like a normal week when you do vaulting, how much horse training do you do and barrel and what do you do?
I think a normal week in Denmark is like three horse trainings, two times on my own and one time on Les's horse. Sometimes I get a bit extra training from the club if there's a spot free, so that's nice. And then I do, I think, 3 or 4 times a week barrel training and 2 times in the gym. Yeah.
Do you like to go to the gym?
The gym is not my favorite, but
Well,
it has
do
to
you do it on your own or you go with someone else?
done. Usually I go alone. Sometimes I go with Jamie. So that's more, it's more fun to be together.
And where do you get your inspiration from for your for your freestyles and technical?
This freestyle, actually, I got a lot of inspiration from Nico from France. He also helped me a lot to get with Claire. I love Claire's expression too in her freestyles and her moves. So we actually, with Claire and Nico, I've been working a lot on the freestyles. And yeah, I think I got inspiration from them.
Oh, that's cool. And what do you like for kind of music?
I love the music that is different than all the others. And I love when it's really strong but still soft at the same time. You know, that you can still move softly, but still with a strong power in it, so you can still show, you know, you're strong. And
tell me about your favorite horse.
My favorite horse?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my own. That's Evermore.
What's the name?
His name is Evermore R.
Evermore. Oh, that's nice.
It's actually a new horse. He's just doing foaling since the Corona times. Mm-hmm. So he's going to have his first CVI in Vlunga too.
Okay, wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
Where did you get him from?
I bought him in Holland. Mm-hmm. That's where we found him. And to get a bit lost, actually, we looked at him. And we actually looked for another horse. But they had one more horse for sale. And when we saw him... So we actually didn't came for him, but we saw him and we said, yeah, that's him. We want him.
Oh, that's nice. And it has been working out good?
Yeah, it's working out great. We had, it's always, you know, we want to give him a lot of time to know the faulting and everything. So the Corona actually helped us to give him a lot of time.
Yeah.
And now the competitions, he's doing so great. He's really brave and strong.
I had an interview with Lasse a while ago for an article in the Vaulting World, and I remember he said it is so important to give the horses time and not to rush too fast, because you can have one horse that's like, oh, everything works perfect, then you go to a competition, still works perfect, and then you go to a bigger competition, then it falls apart.
So, yeah, totally.
So it's really good you're saying you had this extra time, and I think it's important to see the good things in the obviously bad things, and for Corona it has been having more time. And I mean, a lot of time it feels like you have to stress to do a new freestyle, and you maybe want to have a new one because it's a new season and stuff. Also, yeah. I mean, sometimes you just use the same freestyle 2 years in a row. I mean, why not?
Exactly. No, totally. And I think every horse and vaulter should do it their own way, you know, if you feel fine with doing your freestyle for 10 years, then do your freestyle for 10 years.
That's a really good sentence you're saying, that it just, there are a lot of different vaulters and everybody does it in their own way. I really like this.
Yeah, I think it's important, because at the end you're vaulting for yourself and not for someone else.
Yeah. Well, that's wise words. I like them a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, what is your biggest dream in vaulting?
My biggest dream is coming as far as possible. Mm-hmm. In the ranking. I think that's one of my big goals.
What keeps you going? Because you told you vaulting for yourself is most important, but how do you keep going to achieve this dream?
Working every day really hard. Waking up and stay focused, you know?
And how do you motivate yourself to do that?
Many people actually ask this, because in the Corona time, obviously, a lot had a hard time keeping motivated, but I love training. I really love it, and I just love getting progress. So for me, it's not that hard to stay motivated.
Yeah.
Sometimes for the gym, I need to get motivated to go to the gym. But then I just realize if I don't go to the gym, maybe I just waste it. You know, some time, and with all those traveling, and we give up a lot for the vaulting, so I don't want to waste any day on not training hard.
I really understand you, because for me it's the same. When Corona came, I was like, well, okay, does it change anything? Okay, it does change the possibility to train on the horse at the moment, but still, okay, but I still train in the same way. So,
exactly, that's so good. And, it's really good at that.
And about the progress, I love like motivating myself by, okay, can I do this? Okay, yeah. I still can't do it, but I'll try. Okay, exactly. It does get a little bit better. I want to do it. It's like, I think that's the best motivation, because it comes from the inside, and then it's not affected by anything else than by yourself.
Exactly, yeah, true.
Maybe the disadvantage would be to not push yourself too hard.
Yeah, that's the thing. We need to watch out for that too.
Well, what made you start vaulting?
Actually, my mom. I really wanted to do horse riding, but in Holland, you need to be 6, and I was 5. So then she found vaulting, and yeah, and then she thought, I'll just vaulting for a year and then she can go horse riding, but I never quit the vaulting.
Yeah, you found your passion, right?
Totally.
Do you have any idols in vaulting?
Yeah, a lot of
Tell me
idols.
about them.
Yeah, I've always really had a lot of respect for Nico. I think he's, yeah, one of the vaulters that really, you know, touched me in vaulting.
Nicolas Andriani, right?
Yeah, sorry, Nicolas Adriani. Yeah,
No, it's fine.
yeah, yeah. Just with his freezer from Einstein, he really got me there. And Rikke Laumann, her compulsory, I think she, wow, she has been doing great vaulting too.
Yeah, Rikke from Denmark, right?
Yeah, Rikke from Denmark. And of course, Lambert. I just love all his moves and how soft he flows with a horse.
Yeah, did
It's
you
insane.
see his freestyle from this year?
It's insane. It's so amazing.
Yeah, I think really it has been a topic to talk about in between vaulters after this competition. It's like insane.
It's so good. So good and so soft.
Yeah. And how do you prepare your horse for vaulting? Because now you have an own horse, and that means you have to take care of its training. And do you ride it yourself, or do you have someone else who does it, or how do you do it?
I ride it myself most of the times, but I get, of course, help because I'm a lot in Holland too. So I have Julia, she's the owner from Clinton's Ramstein. She's riding him, and I've, yeah, Senna, but she's not really known in the vaulting world. She's a rider at our barn. She's really great too. And they are helping me when I'm gone, or they still ride, of course, because it's a bit contrast for my horse if I'm riding all the time and then all of a sudden someone else is riding.
Yeah. Well, it's
So,
really good you have a good team.
yeah, I'm so
Because
thankful for that too, yeah.
I really believe it's not so easy to build that up. I mean, you came into a stable where there is a vaulting community, and that I guess helps a lot. But when you come to like, I live in a city where vaulting is really, really unknown, and build up a team for a horse, it's a little bit tricky, but we'll get there.
Yeah, it's tough, and it's totally tough, you know. Of yeah, tough. I don't know if that's the right word, but getting in a team, it takes time. It's not just done in 1 year or maybe even 2 years. It takes, I think, before you're really team and you totally know and trust each other and you want to fight for each other, that takes years.
Yeah.
That's not just done in a year.
No, really. Well, do you pay for the people who ride your horse, or do they pay you for using your horse, or
No, we have a good deal. We help each other. We're a
Okay.
team.
Oh, that's good. That's
Yeah.
good. And you were telling me about that you do individuals and team, but what do you like the most of it?
Oh, I'm not doing team anymore,
Oh, no, not
actually.
anymore,
Sorry.
but sorry.
No worries. No, I'm only doing individual now, and I really enjoy that. It's a little bit easier because for the team it's always, you know, hard to find the right training dates and what I say about a team, it's so hard to build up a full team that's not done in 1 year.
Yeah.
So no, I really like where I'm now with Les and Julie and Senna and my horse and training with Jamie, Sheena and Emma. It's great.
And in your vaulting career, what has been your biggest success for you personally?
I think for now the champions, or well, I got seventh at my first senior year in CVI Belgium. I was really proud of that and almost getting into finals for my first senior year. So that was really great. And yeah, now we have the next senior year again.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna be interesting in Sweden. How it's
Yeah,
gonna
it's gonna
turn
be
out.
fun. It's gonna be so much fun.
Do you have like your favorite training outfit?
I love, of course, just the leggings, the high socks. The
High socks?
high socks, yes. Because, you know, always when you swing, I don't know if you have it in your legs, but all my inside of my knees are totally gone. So you need to have extra pair of socks over your knees, so you're not.
I have not heard that before. That's fun.
Oh no, maybe it's just me.
So it's really, really high socks above the knees.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Well, do you have any other sports you like to do besides vaulting and riding?
No, actually not.
Okay, no, that's fine. Well, we're all different.
I tried dancing for 1 year, but dancing is not my thing.
Yeah. And so if you weren't doing vaulting, would you do anything else?
If I was not doing vaulting, I think I would do CrossFit or anything like that.
Yeah.
Maybe another tech of horse sports, maybe some jumping.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, still riding, that's good.
Still riding, yeah.
Yeah. Well, jumping, I saw that as like an alternative career too, because I really dig it. But then I said to myself, well, okay, but if you don't start vaulting now, it will be like too late, but you can still do jumping when you're older.
True, true. I agree on that one. But I don't know, it must be tough to know and to find the right horses and...
Yeah.
Bit.
What? Where do you get your inspiration from for your freestyle?
You actually asked me this question before, but I can.
Oh yeah, I did. Answer sorry. No, no, just I'll cut it out. I think I have like talked almost about all my questions. I think I have somewhere I can go back and look. So I did that.
Yeah.
But is there anything you would like to talk about that we haven't covered?
I really loved your interview. I think you've been asking a lot of really nice stuff.
Good.
So no, actually not. I've really been thinking about, but you also got my list of, yeah.
That's good, your list, yeah. Well, then I just have like a last question. I try to remember to ask everybody. Yeah. If there is somebody you would like to have on the podcast, who would that be?
I don't know. Did you already have James Hawking?
No, I have not.
I think he's the nice to interview too.
Yeah, then we'll take Jamie. I will ask him. That would be nice. An Australian vaulter.
Yeah. Is that your first Australian vaulter you're going to have?
Yeah, it will be. I actually don't know any more than Jamie. or I do, but not so well known, and I don't know the name in my head at the moment. But
I know some juniors. I think he's the only boy from Australia.
Right.
Or maybe there are more in Australia, but that does international.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're gonna wrap it up here in the recording. So I'm just gonna cut this. Well, it was so nice talking to you, Annabeth. It's really cool to have you on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
And I wish you a very nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
If you have any questions or ideas for new episodes of this pod, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us through Instagram, where the name is The Vaulting Blog, or by email, which is thevaultingblog@gmail.com.